That is Santana Into the Night. JB for breakfast. Thanks to Country Autos, GWM Havel, Bridge Street, West Tamworth. The most you've ever paid for something. This is off the back of, in the Northern Territory, they were paying $74 for 1 kilo of Nescafe instant coffee. $74. And for Nescafe, I mean...
I saw that.
You go out and get some red dirt and put it in the cup and it's the same thing, isn't it?
I mean...
Like,
it's
gross.
It's cheaper to probably ship it in and make it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. $74. A friend of mine, it got me thinking, a friend of mine in Alaska, he paid $13 for a packet of microwavable rice.
That's expensive rice. You got to hope that it tastes good.
Oh, I don't know if it did. It was just white rice. Whatever you put it with would have made it taste
good.
Yeah, well, true. The brown rice would have been $18.
Yeah, exactly.
In Alaska for that.
Yeah, healthy.
Phenomenal. It's so weird. He posts stuff quite often on his page about living in Alaska and all that, and everything just gets shipped in. Like,
yeah,
all the fresh meat and all that we take for granted, everything there's frozen.
And what about when you run out? You can't duck to the shops.
Nah, you literally have to live on, like, rations.
Rations, yeah.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. The most you've ever paid for something, obviously instant coffee, $74 for a kilo, microwavable rice, $14. Someone on our Facebook page said that they paid $300 Australian for a bottle of 700ml Smirnoff vodka and two mixers in Greenland.
I've heard, like, Greenland and Switzerland. Isn't Switzerland the most expensive place in the world?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, really expensive.
Is that because they got, like, they... tax everything.
Well, I was going to say probably because
then,
everything's free there.
Yeah,
healthcare,
yeah.
School, they're going to make up for it.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that they make up, you know, all of these people always say, oh, we need to be like Switzerland and have free uni, free health, free this, that.
Well, let's pay $300 for some vodka.
They keep that on the download, though. They don't tell you that.
No, they don't.
Hey?
That's how they get you.
You know, not that I am by any means an expert on all things economy and sociology,
but
still, yeah. That's my deep dive into that topic. What's the most expensive things you've ever purchased? And you can't count a car and all that, because you know that that's going to be,
that's expensive.
Xy and stuff.
I
so, you know.
A couple of things. Like, I really like to buy handbags.
Oh, okay.
So the most expensive handbag I've bought for myself was
$3,500.
I got it in Paris. Yeah.
You are kidding.
Yeah. That's the... I do spend... Before I worked in journalism and I made good money, that's like what I would enjoy to buy for myself. And I bought a bag, a Givenchy bag for $3,500 in Paris.
Is it a big bag?
No, it's not big at all. It doesn't fit a lot.
You were joking.
But it's good quality.
How much was it? I'd hope so.
It's good
for how much would a larger one cost you? $7,500?
No, I think the bigger one was like $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't think to, you know, you're spending $3,500 up at $1,500 and get the larger
one? No, because the larger one was like a bit too big. But
oh,
I have bought other bags since then.
Yeah, and how much were they? $2,000?
Probably, around $2,000.
Yeah.
But I did, when I was 18 and I got like my first proper tax return, I was like, I'm going to shell out. I think I got like $1,000 back. And I was like, I bought a pair of Dior sunglasses for $500 and they were like pink. And I thought I was the coolest girl around. Like, check out my Dior sunnies. And like, it was back in like the early 2000s. So they were like bug kind of glasses.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just thought they were the best. I don't know where they are to this day. Like, I miss them.
Have you got any photos?
Yeah, I've got some photos of
some
raves.
Can we put them on our Facebook?
On. Oh, no, you cannot show the public.
Really?
I had like bleach blonde hair. It was not a good look. Fluoro was really in then.
That's such a 18-year-old Olivia purchase.
Isn't it?
$500 Dior. So you always, we'll have to do a separate chat about that. The crap you buy with your first paycheck.
No, do you know what I bought with my first ever paycheck?
Oh, what?
Okay, so I was 15 when I started working full-time at dental.
Yeah.
I bought a giant My Little Pony. I have photos. I'll show you. It's literally like it would come up to my waist now. And I still have it. My niece has it at my sister's house.
Oh, that's good.
I loved it. Its name was Minty. And it cost me like $180, which is probably what I earned in a week then. And it was just like my mom was like, you're an idiot. Like, what are you doing spending your money on? But I lived at home and I was like, I don't know, like, I wasn't even into My Little Pony. It wasn't
That is a very random
it
thing
It is.
To buy.
I'll show you a picture.
You
after.
Always buy random crap with your first paycheck.
You do.
Mine was a drum kit.
Okay, but that's that's pretty handy.
$400 and just went, yep, I'll buy it.
Did you know how to play drums?
Yeah, yeah. I had a drum kit years earlier and it was crap. I got rid of it. It'd been 5 or 6 years between them. I was like, you know what? I get paid now. I can buy my own stuff. I'm buying a drum kit.
I still waste my money though. Like I get paid and I think I'm rich. I'm going to go buy a goat or something. Like, you know, you get paid and you're like, yeah, bling bling.
Yeah. And then you live off 2 minute noodles for the rest of the fortnight. Yeah. 20 past 8, the most expensive you ever paid for something, 676-22929.
Harvey Norman Computers Tamworth is your local premium Optus dealer. Switch.
Imagine Dragons on Top of the World, 17 past 7 here at 92.9. Thanks to Country Autos, GWM, Havel, Bridge Street, West Tamworth. Going to be a glorious day later on today. 17 for our maximum. Of course, Amy Shark packing it in at Trek on Saturday night. Were you there? A heap of people. My Facebook feed when I woke up on Sunday morning was chock-a-block of people there at Trek on Saturday night checking out Amy Shark. And I think a fair few of them... Fair enough, it is Amy Shark. We don't normally get too many people of that caliber coming through our neck of the woods. I think people were celebrating a little bit too hard by maybe having one too many sherbets beforehand, because my Facebook feed on Sunday morning seemed to be a whole bunch of people very intoxicated sing along to Amy Shark. I wish I could actually hear Amy Shark's audio, but they were that loud over the top that I couldn't hear Amy Shark, but it made me realize the lyrics for I Said Hi are really hard to sing if you are intoxicated. I'm not gonna single out any of my friends by actually playing their audio, but all of them really struggled with this section of the song, trying to sing it after one too many JD and Colas. That's pretty much a live reenactment of it. Lying on my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up today. Lying on my side, watching time fly. I think when you've had one too many, you know, Wild Turkeys and Colas, or, you know, Smirnoff Blacks, I think there's something with those lyrics that just make it hard to enunciate the words correctly. Although, when you are intoxicated as well, even just this part of it seemed hard to sing. Because I think I heard every single variation of it on Saturday night, as I'm sure Amy Shark did as well. If you were there, hopefully you had a fantastic night, and hopefully the other people singing around you weren't too loud. Beyonce, 7:25, Irreplaceable on this Monday morning with JB. Thanks, Country Autos, GWM, Havel, Bridge Street, West Tamworth. Our brain starter this morning, the average one of these contains three separate objects. What do you think it is? Amelia going with an eardrum. No, not an eardrum. It's not an eyeball before. That was a creepy guess we had from Angeline. Thanks for being a part of it. Not eyeball, not eardrum. It's not a body part whatsoever. We've got Rachel going with bonbon, and bonbon would make more sense there, JB. Talk proper. Rachel's going with bonbon. No, not a bonbon. And by the way, over the weekend as well, just sort of let you know, it's just under 6 months till Christmas. You're welcome. Helen, lunchbox. No, not a lunchbox. You are a little closer with the lunchbox guess there than you are with eyeball and eardrum, but it isn't food related either, okay? Love to send this JJ's Pizza your way with our brain starter this morning. The average one of these contains three separate objects. What do you think it is? 676-22929.
Here's what's coming up on JB for breakfast.
By the way, talking about Amy Shark and how apparently she's hard to sing along to when you've had one too many shandies. Thank you very much, Amelia, who gave me a call before. She said her Facebook feed was chock-a-block as well of drunken people trying to sing along with Amy Shark at Trek on Saturday night. She got performances of people attempting to sing Adore from Amy Shark, and Worst Day of My Life, which pretty much summed up Amelia's Sunday morning seeing those videos. So I think we're onto something here. They're very hard songs to sing along when inebriated, or they make terrible karaoke songs. Amy Shark, brilliant songs, not great with karaoke after one too many Wild Turkeys. Thank you very much, Amelia. You can be part of the show anytime you like as well. 676-22929 is the number. Of course, our Facebook page, 929 Tamworth. Instagram handles that as well. Kevin Anderson will chat to you right after our latest local news with Olivia. That is on the way next.
JB for breakfast on 92.9.
You've just gotten into work and your boss is already hounding you.
92.9. 5 to 8 here at 92.9. I will be revealing that brand new smash for cash after 8 o'clock with $50 to spend at Harvey Norman. Last week, Ray, well done on Friday. We made his weekend, that's for sure. He had $250 to spend up big at Harvey Norman. Our last smash for cash, it was smashing extension leads. So we'll reveal the brand new smash for cash after 8 o'clock. Our brain starter this morning... 676-2299, the average one of these contains three separate objects. What is it? Wendy, a fantastic guess. A sandwich. Of course. You got ham, cheese, tomato, classic combination. You've got the legendary sardine, cabbage, and cheese sandwich. Beautiful. Or how about the butter... Vegemite avocado sandwich. See? Sandwiches are best in threes. Aside from, of course, the simple cheese sandwich. Of course, that's the exception to the rule there. The average one of these contains three separate objects. What is it? It should be a sandwich, but it's not, unfortunately. But a great guess, Wendy. Jess gone with a jewelry box. A very good guess there. Phenomenal guess, but again, not quite right. The answer, no one got it right this morning, so I get to keep the pizza. So thanks to everyone for giving it a crack anyway. Some very, very, very good answers, but the correct answer, the average one of these contains three separate objects. It is a woman's purse. There you go, because obviously it contains, you know, cards, cash. I don't know, what else? Don't know. They contain everything, don't they? There is the answer. The average one of these contains three separate subjects. A woman's purse. We'll have another brain starter again tomorrow. Get it right. And that JJ's pizza, all yours. Our smash for cash on the way right after our latest national news.
G'day, JB here, and join me... Let's go. Go,
go, go. Good morning, Ames.
Good morning,
Happy JJ. Monday.
Happy Monday.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. A lot better than I was last Monday.
Yeah, oh, good. No, that's good. Feeling better? You finally got...
My voice sounds okay-ish.
Yeah.
So that's a start.
You don't sound like the Don anymore, so that's good. It's not...
Yeah, g'day. Ames here this afternoon. Listen to me. Or you'll get the smiley face button. And yep. The cement shoes that come later. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, mate, you don't want to...
mate?
Look, you've impersonated drunk singing this morning. You're trying to be a mafia boss. I think you should just give up.
The mafia boss drunk singing Amy Shark. There's an impersonation to end all impersonations. I won't try that, though.
No, please don't.
Yeah, so many of my friends were drunk at Amy Shark and singing along, and I realized how complicated Amy Shark's lyrics are at singing when you are drunk.
I see, that's something I don't associate. Like, why would you go to an Amy Shark concert and get drunk?
Don't know.
It's not like a full-on, concert, do
you
know what I mean?
No, true. I'm not big into getting drunk before live concerts either. I'd rather remember it. Like, you fork out all that money on the
We're
ticket.
Not judging
and then you.
Can't,
not at all.
This is our preference.
Yeah, my thoughts here. Yeah, you spend all that money on the ticket and then the next morning you can't remember what happened at the show.
You've got some really bad videos on your phone.
Yeah.
Where you can't hear him singing anyway because everybody's drunk and singing.
Exactly. Nailed it. That's right. Hey, we're picking out a winner at the moment for our Instagram pick of the
week. We are. 110 entries.
Wow.
Yes.
Cool. Cars was the theme. Anyone taking a photo of the DVD Cars?
No, there is a little Tykes, you know, the little red cars that the kids have. And I almost want to pick it.
Yeah. We'll give you the winner of that one in just a moment. $50 to spend at Bay Park Photo with our Instagram pick of the week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram if you haven't already. The handle on there, 929 Tamworth. We'll get to that after this. Super High and Mika following the sun at 20 to 9 here at 92.9. That is Mika and Super High following the sun here at 92.9 843. We are the home of the Instagram pick of the week. Thanks to Bay Park Photo. $50 to spend in store there. We give you a theme each week. You snap the pics. You show us what they are. We like them. You win the money. You know how
it's
it works.
Super easy.
Simple.
Super easy.
Yeah, it is. This week's theme, cars.
Yes, 110 entries this week, JB.
Some great entries.
Some great entries. Let's...
I'm like...
taking a trip down memory lane here.
Yeah.
There's a 1987 Ford Fairmont Ghia.
Great year, that. 87.
88 classic. Was better. Anyways, my dad had one of these. It was like a metallic-y green.
Oh, cool.
And I learned how to drive in it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
There you go. What was it, manual?
I don't remember.
Automatic. Surely you'd remember if you learnt in an auto or manual. Surely.
Look, Dad had manuals, Mum had an auto, so I learnt both. I can drive a manual.
We got some photos of rally cars, which is kind of cool.
I was hoping there'd be more older, like cool old cars, like Taranas and...
Yeah. Someone doing a gender reveal.
Yeah. There's some old clapped out cars here too.
That's an impressive car doing the gender
reveal. Lots of patrols. Ha ha, it's Tamworth.
Oh, of course.
Get your patrols in.
Yeah.
And the V&S utes with all the aerials. God, such a turn off. Anyways, let me scroll back down here because we do have a winner.
Do you not like the big aerials on the car?
What are you trying to make up for?
Good radio reception. Poor reception. What are you trying to get out here?
Anyways, our winner today is Z Roberts.
Good on you, Zia.
Z.
Oh, Z. Good on you, Z.
Figure out. Oh, it's a Mitsubishi. It's a Mitsubishi. I think it's up at the Nundle Forest.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It looks pretty. It's a pretty cool photo.
Yeah, it's a very impressive photo. It's a bit like foggy. The best part of this promotion is us trying to explain the photos over the radio. That's a fun part of this each week.
Looks like they've been having fun in the mud.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yes.
Has it got big aerials on it?
No, it does
not. No? Okay.
I can't even see an aerial on this car.
There you go. It's that foggy.
You can't see the aerial.
Thank you very much, everyone who entered in there. Oh, that car, that ute's got four aerials on it.
Is that the red one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
And it looks like it's got the 2TM transmitter tower in the background as well, so that's five.
Five.
So, there you go.
Oh, gosh. So
what car did you learn? What was your first car?
My first car was a 1988 Holden Barina.
Yep.
It was dark blue.
Yep.
Had pink flames on it. I painted the brake pad thingamabobs, the discs, pink.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Can you paint
them?
I don't
know. It was like the early noughties.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, right. So it was blue and pink.
Blue and pink. I even had the little UFO lights under it because, Need for Speed. Need for Speed was very big back then. Anyways, my dad's just revived the Holden Barina because he's going to be driving it to work every day. Because he can't afford the petrol.
Has he painted over the pink
Ford Ranger?
Flames, or is he going to own that?
I took the pink flames off ages ago.
Oh, okay, bugger.
Yeah.
Can you just play a practical joke on your dad and just sneak out there and put the pink flames back on it again for me?
I might just cover it in 92.9 stickers.
Even better.
There we
go. I'd appreciate that.
I shouldn't do that. It's classed as vintage now. It's from the 80s.
Oh, I thought you said 1998 Barina.
No, 1988. It's
an 88. Oh, wow.
It was actually made the day before my birthday.
You were kidding.
No. I paid $600 for it.
And it was made the day before you were born.
It's very special, hence why I still have it.
That is crazy. Why didn't you lead with that?
Oh.
You saved the best fact till last.
There you go. That's what we do here.
8:47 here at 92.9. Our Instagram pick of the week for this week is drinks.
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 Cheers to the freaking weekend. I drink to that. Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, your voice is back. Yep. Hashtag 99 pick of the week is a hashtag. Follow us on Insta if you haven't already. 99 Tamworth. And we want to see your drink picks, the winner, next Monday.
Wow. The savings. And it's on again.
Being available this morning to have a chat. You had a busy weekend. You're out at the 100th anniversary of the CWA in Gunnedah.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And these organisations like the Country Women's Association have been around for 100 years and there's a whole series of them being celebrated at the moment. There's Manila, Gunnedah, Crindai, Emerald Hill as well, and they're just fantastic ways to say thanks to the CWA who, they do amazing jobs.
They
like,
do.
For example, in drought, they'll make up hampers to take to farmers or if people need support and assistance. It's just they are there and they are very, very professional, active lobbyists, believe it or not.
Yeah, That's it. No, they do a remarkable, remarkable effort for our community, that's for sure, and a very worthwhile cause celebrating 100 years. And I love their cookbook as well. I think my most used cookbook I have at home is a CWA Classic Recipes cookbook, and there's some great stuff in there. It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but also, you know, these days what the CWA do is they advocate for the community through a number of causes. Say, for example, coal seam gas.
Yes.
And we don't want coal seam gas in the Tamworth electorate. And the CWA were up my ribs on Saturday saying, you know, make sure you hold firm on no coal seam gas in our area. And I'm going, yeah, look, totally. So they absolutely know how to push and when to push, and you never get in the middle of the CWA and a cause that they're fighting for, I can tell you right now.
yeah, that's very true. I'll leave that up to you. Speaking of advocacy, the Tamworth Business Chamber guys, they were down in State Parliament last week.
They were. Steph Cameron, who's the president of the Tamworth Business Chamber, and Stephen Maher, one of the directors, came down to see me, and we met with the Small Business Minister, and that was all about making sure that these positions that are across the state, and they are located all around the place, particularly for the New England Northwest, instead of having them located everywhere else, we want them located in Tamworth. So six positions to be located, well, that's what we're pushing for, to be located in Tamworth, so that we can serve our growing business community and provide them the support, the advice, the tips, the pathways, and that concierge service that they need to keep their business going.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. I mean, the business chambers, they do such a fantastic job right around the state in being advocates for, you know, small, medium, large business.
Absolutely. And I'm addressing the Chamber of Commerce this Thursday for our State of the State, which is a bit of a wrap-up on how the budget's been working for us and basically what the state's been doing and where I see, you know, the next 12 months going in Tamworth and beyond. So looking forward to addressing the Tamworth Business Chamber this Thursday for the State of the State address.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Banksia, of course, the new mental health unit, that was the big push in the budget handed down last Wednesday. Sort of what's next steps from here, Kev?
Yeah, next steps are basically getting health infrastructure and Hunter New England Health together to look at a time frame to say when can we start the construction. We have to look at the planning details. So those talks are progressing. So, and, you know, the Tamworth Mental Health Carer Support Network Group are all involved in that. So next steps, let's see where we go to start the redesign and the construction work. So those talks are progressing, mate.
Obviously, you'd hope it to be up and running sooner rather than later.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, $56 million worth of brand new state-of-the-art mental health facility for Tamworth. And mental health is a big problem. And what we want to make sure is that our young people are also taken care of, because our young people need that acute critical care for mental health. And that's what this facility will do.
One of the standouts out of the COVID-19 pandemic 12 and 18 months ago was, of course, the Dine and Discover vouchers, and they are running out this Thursday. They expire. So a bit of a reminder, if you've got any of those Dine and Discover vouchers, I think I read over the weekend 12 million of them are still to be used. Get out there and use those before Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've got your $25 Dine and Discover voucher, get out and use it. And, you know, if you're going to the pub and you're getting a snitty and whatever else, mate, it ends up being almost a free meal.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
It's fantastic. So spread that money around. Spend it in the pubs and clubs and entertainment venues, as well as at tourist destinations with the Discover voucher. So don't waste it. It's free money, and that's pretty hard to come by, I can tell you.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. I mean, I'm sure you see it all the time. People constantly whinge that they don't get anything out of the government. You give it to them on a plate like this, and there's still 12 million of them still outstanding. It's 100%. Irony at its finest.
100%. You know, you said it beautifully.
It was a remarkable program, the Dine and Discover. I think, you know, a lot of the other states, I've got friends who live interstate, and they had various versions of it set up by other state governments, but when talking to them and comparing them with the New South Wales one, it was just so easy to use. It was nice and simple. there was no real strict terms and conditions and restrictions on it. So I think the New South Wales State Government and Victor Dominello did an amazing job with setting that one up, and it's been a real lifeline for businesses to get through that pandemic.
Yeah, they got it right, 100%. And, you know, to be able to use your Dine and Discover vouchers and still get out and about, and the whole idea was to get people moving again and to, you know, put money back in the tills of those businesses and keep the lights on and food on the table for our business owners. So, you know, it worked really, really well. So you're right, JB, if you've got any of those vouchers left, get them done before the end of the week.
Yeah, love it. Thanks so much, Kev. Busy week for you.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. Out and about, banging the drum for Tamworth, making sure we get our fair share. So continuing to push hard like all of our road projects and checking on the ambulance station, which is jumping out of the ground.
Yeah.
And look, plenty on, mate, which is great.
Fantastic. Kev, thank you so much. I won't be here next Monday. I'm having a bit of a break. hard to
Good
believe.
Man.
So
you deserve it.
It's been a very busy 2.5 years. I don't know what I'll do with myself next week. So Di will be here looking after the breakfast show next week, and she'll have you on next Monday for a bit of a chat.
Good on you, mate. Well, you enjoy your break, and we'll catch you when you get back.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Kev. All the best.
Thanks, AB. See you, mate.
7:53 here at 92.9.
BJ House has been welding for over 40 years. That's